Boehm, the batter. He grounded out his first time up. Lines that one out to right center field. That's going to split the gap and go to the wall. It'll be a one-hopper. Barehanded off one hop by Taylor. Here's his throw to second base. It is in time. He threw it right into the base path, and Lindor applied the tag on the backside of Alec Boehm. Two away here in the fourth inning.
Brutal, brutal, brutal.
Oh, man, somebody said it looked like he was running with a piano on his back.
Yeah, it did look like it. It did look like it.
I know why they call him the giraffe now.
Yeah, because he can't move. He runs like one. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in here. Do you feel like the series is over? Yes or no? It's our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others can see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh Douglas, do you feel like the series is over?
Nah. It's not over till it's over, man. I'm here for it. I know it doesn't look great, but I just feel like something tonight spectacular is going to happen tonight. Something spectacular is going to happen.
Nothing says confidence like when you can't get it out.
I got tongue-tied a little bit. I got tongue-tied a little bit.
Here we go. I actually agree with you, Hugh. I do not feel like the series is over.
What's that Lenny Kravitz song? It ain't over till it's over.
Now we're teetering here. We're teetering towards over.
I cry. Living in this big blue world.
Not that one. Kyle, your feelings. Is this series over?
It's done. Aww. You guys are kidding yourselves. Like, what about this team through the first few games here has shown you? Like,
they even didn't have to come back in game two.
No, okay, but even
they
in game two,
fight.
But okay, but think about it. I can spin this back and say we needed a walk-off win to get one against this team.
I recognize that.
Okay, well, like, come on, man. It's our bullpen.
Come on, Ranger man.
Suarez, who's, I mean, let's be honest. Ranger's not been good in the second half at all. This would be like we had Nola on the mound yesterday, and we got blown out. Like we got our asses kicked there yesterday.
They did. Well, I don't have a super amount of confidence that they're going to pitch well tonight.
What's there to be confident
but
about?
They
can't pitch.
Okay, they get to go up tonight against Jose Quintana. He's an old man. He's 36 years old. He throws 89-90 miles an hour. If they don't hit this guy tonight, then get them all out of here.
Didn't we say this in game one where they had Kodai Senga who hadn't pitched since July and their bullpen?
At least he has stuff.
Okay,
Senga.
But we couldn't hit their bullpen.
I recognize all of this.
Don't hit the baseball.
They're going to hit tonight. I'm going to tell it to myself until they don't.
That's all you can do because there's nothing. This is one of those situations. Well, you know, we always talk about the callers when they say, well, why do you think the Eagles are going to win? Because it's Philly and da-da-da-da-da. This is one of those situations, Joe.
Well, I also...
Where you say it because you just think it's going to happen.
I do think they have an advantage tonight with their batters against Quintana. I don't think Quintana's got much. I really don't. At this stage of his career, he's just a guy. And I expect the Phillies offense to do more tonight. And maybe by the sixth inning, I'm throwing things at the TV, but I expect them to do more tonight.
Don't throw things at the TV, though. Don't be the Dallas Cowboy fans every time their team loses, they starting to pick up stuff and throw it at the TV. Don't do that.
I won't have anybody in my house recorded and then posted like those losers. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. Joe, good morning.
Okay, Joe, you and Kyle. Joe, what you were saying about putting Wilson in there.
Yes.
About that he might run into something. Well, that's probably what he's going to have to do, run into something, because he's 0-10 against Quintana, 4 strikeouts and a walk, you know. So I'm not expecting too much. Why not? And they should have done this before getting Hayes in the trade. They kept Merrifield around too long. Why don't you put Harper out in left field? So it's like tonight. I would put Harper in left field, Sosa at third, and move Baum over to first base, and let Harper that way. Like I said, because you're going to need a little offense. And they said yesterday that Sanchez threw a bullpen on Tuesday. Did Zach Wheeler then pitch a bullpen on Monday? Yeah, him pitching in Saturday's game, and then because if he is not going to be injured by pitching him on 3 days rest, then you got to go with him.
So I know, Joe, a lot of people want to do this. He's never ever thrown on 3 days rest. I I guess it could happen tonight. Joe, I actually think Sanchez is the guy that we're going to see tonight. Today's his throw day. Today would be Sanchez's throw day.
No. They said no. They said he had a bullpen. I heard on the TV yesterday. You know, he had a bullpen yesterday. Sanchez did. And, you know, they said everybody's available but Nola. But, you know, so that's what I'm saying. You know, we were pitch Saturday.
So let me give you what I read this morning. So Matt Gelb this morning wrote, Sanchez's typical between starts bullpen session it would be today, Wednesday. And Sanchez said he will not throw it. Instead, he's going to sit with the relievers in game four. I think Sanchez is pitching tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, well that wouldn't be, you know, that would be better than... you know, you get this. This is not the Ranger of old, you know. But this team, you know, Joe. I told you about you know Baum. Did I say about trading?
You have, yeah, you have said that. Yeah, and I'm with you on this.
And I said about this team is flawed, and you know everybody you know ribbed me about Cal Stevenson. They got this poor guy. He's at home in Arizona now, all right? And they put Allard as a 12th pitcher on the roster for the end of the he's not going to pitch unless they get bombed tonight and they bring him in just to mop up, you know. So why did they didn't give that Stevenson a shot, you know? Joe, he was there on calendar days. He had two, you know, they had him up, sent him down, brought him up. He was there for 33 calendar days, okay? He won three ball games for them, the two game-winning hits. And remember the bunt he put down to set up the Trey Turner's.
How could I forget? Yeah.
Yeah, right? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying about this guy. I know one thing. He has an eye-to-hand coordination. He knows the strike zone. Now, can he hit major league fastballs? You know, if I was involved in the team, you get a guy like this. You remember how Hoffman threw to Harper?
Of course, yeah. That's how they discovered him. Yeah.
You get a hard throwing guy like Wheeler or whoever, instead of having the bullpen, batting practice pitcher throw around the batting practice. You have them throw to Stevenson.
And maybe they'll do that. Yeah, Joe, maybe this offseason we'll do that. And I liked his at-bats. You and I were aligned on that. Joe, we appreciate the phone call as always, and hopefully tonight goes well, and we're talking tomorrow about a game number five. I just got to say, and I'm not nudging Joe here, because I think he's right on this, that Stevenson showed he could play a little bit. But do we realize how, like...
Where we are?
Well, where we are, that we're having discussions about Weston Wilson and about Edmundo Sosa, and about Cal Stevenson, when they spent $810 million on the first four hitters. Am I the only one? I'm going to lose it. Has anyone called this radio station and put it on Trey Turner?
Nope.
Anybody? I hear Schwarber's name all the time. Harper, obviously. When Castellanos is not playing well, we rip him. They spent $300 million on a shortstop. Can I have one game where I watch the Phillies and say he's the best player on the field? Like, tonight, win the game, Trey. Have a 3-for-4 game. Hit a home run. Like, how many times have you watched the Phillies the last year and said, wow, look at Trey Turner?
Catch a ball for an out.
Just have a big game. Like, I'm not asking him to be Barry Bonds. I just want one game. It's a soft tossing lefty tonight. I'm asking Trey Turner to pop a home run in the first inning. Get a couple hits. Steal a couple bases. Be the best player on the field.
That don't sound like you asked for a whole lot.
I feel like I'm not, but no one else ever seems to say it about him. Like, we just had a phone call there about Cal Stevenson, who's not on the roster. He's in Arizona somewhere. Yet I can't get anyone to say, hey, the shortstop, make a play, win the game. I can't. Let's go to Chuck.
You're a hater.
I'm a hater because I want the $300 million shortstop. Can he be as good as the other team's shortstop? That guy looks like he's worth $300 million. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen. Hey, man. Hey, let me advise you something, right? You guys have been way too lenient on this team. Way too lenient. You know, they should be swept right now. You know what I mean? They should be swept, dude. You guys should be out of the playoffs right now, the Phillies. You know, and here's the thing, right? Rob Thompson, he better do something drastic. And when I say drastic, this is what I'm thinking. I need more at-bats for Bryce. This is a guy, this is your star, you got a lead on him. It takes too long to get around to him. I need him leading off. I'm moving him, and it's not going to happen, but I'm moving him to the leadoff spot. I'm moving Trey Turner, bum ass, to the second spot. I'm moving Schwarber to three, and Castellanos I'm keeping at four. You got to compensate for that bottom half, the bottom of that lineup. That bottom of the lineup stinks.
It does. So you're swapping Schwarber and Harper.
Absolutely, yes. And with Schwarber at three, and Bryce, I need more at bats, Joe, for Bryce. I do. You got it. Because Thompson's going to be out of a job if you don't do something, man. You can't go with the old status quo and stick with the same thing, man. Because it's gonna ruin you. You got to do something different. Show the Mets something different tonight, man. You know what I mean? And another thing is this, right? I'm not playing Bowman tonight. You can't trust him. You know, he's pouting. He's in his own mood. And this is the biggest thing right here. These guys got to come out and play with some heart, man, and be smart at the plate. You got to be smart at the plate. But that's what I'm doing, man. I'm looking for a solution, and that's the solution right there. I need more at bats for Bryce. I do. He's just starting. You got to lean on him a little bit more than what you're leaning on him to. And another thing is, right, Trey Turner, I call him out and I rip him all the time. Joe, you must not hear my calls. I can't. Trey Turner is a goofball, okay? He hasn't done anything worth talking about since he's been here. And he's getting $300 million stealing money right now. That's he's stealing money, okay? He hasn't done – I don't remember a big game in the playoffs he's had. I don't – know that's memorable, you know? I just need him – I need him to show up. You know, he keeps going 0 for 4, 1 for 3, and people don't even mention this guy. You know what I mean? This guy is, to me, he's – getting paid the most money in the lineup next to Bryce, and he hasn't performed at all. I've ripped this guy countless times.
I know you have. Chuck, I know. I've heard it. Yeah, he's background noise. And Chuck, we appreciate it. He shouldn't be background noise for $300 million. Like, he's just there. I just want him to take a game over. When they signed him, that was the idea. He had the skill set to do that. He could hit for power, run. We know he can't field much, but at least he should be able to do things on offense. I just... Take the game over.
Yeah, somebody has to do something tonight, and it has to come from your big three, big four, whatever you want to say, big five, whatever you want to call it. But somebody has to take this game over tonight, and they have to be a huge factor on why it skews in our way and get this game back to Philadelphia. That's what we're looking at tonight.
Yeah, we are. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season at Philly.
Popeyes.
So fly to Popeyes, and fill up on wings and seven delicious flavors from Popeyes.
Fly, Popeyes, fly.
Sailor Man?
Not that Popeye. No,
you mean
no.
The chicken?
The chicken, yes.
Well, we used to get Popeye's chicken like all the time on the plane.
Remember when you were here?
Yeah, when I played. Yeah,
how long has Popeye's been around? I feel like
forever.
I feel like they blew up like only recently.
Well, but they've expanded their menu. No, they blew
the
up in the pandemic.
Chicken sandwich.
The
chicken
sandwich.
And yeah. You know what?
I think so good.
Hand to God, never had one. I refused.
Why?
Because it just felt real. It just felt real, like
here
crazy.
You go.
What? No, it felt crazy that people were going bananas.
Oh, well, that's over with. The craze is over with. Now it's just like a regular everyday fast food.
I just felt like it was. I just never did it.
Well, this is your shot.
Yo,
here.
It's
a sponsor.
Yeah.
Of the
still
show.
Not gonna do it.
It's a good chick, dude.
What do you mean
don't get me wrong. The dirty rice, like Popeyes, is a staple.
Dude, trust me, the chicken sandwich is the best thing.
I'm not refuse.
Come on, why?
I mean, because it was like. Everybody did it.
You're
want
to
be
so stubborn, dude.
Never had
enough.
One.
We need an experiment to get inside your brain.
Hey, guy, why do I think the way that I do?
Yes. Why are you how you are? Who
no,
you are?
It was crazy. I just remember people lines around the corner,
yeah,
like around the block. And I'm like, what are they putting in those chicken sandwiches, man? Like, for real. I mean,
it's good marketing. Word of mouth.
It was. It was really, really
good. That phase is over with. I mean, you can get a chicken sandwich very easily now.
They were hard to come by. People were fighting
so good.
It just felt wrong. It felt like standing in line for a pair of Jordans. Remember back in the day where they used to stand
in
line for shoes?
Don't you do that, though?
No.
Like, you wait online for your phone.
I wait in virtual line.
You know, they have apps where you can order Papa's.
You can DoorDash it or whatever. Grubhub, yeah.
I haven't done that yet either. I haven't ordered the
coming.
Grubhub.
That's coming. Violet is in Virginia. What's up, Violet?
I was just doing some chores, getting ready for work, and listening to everything that's being said. I have not given up for tonight. It's never, ever, I've been watching sports way too long. It's never over till it's over. I'm a little disappointed. I mean, I get what you're saying about Alec. I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's injuries that are plaguing some of these guys and that's playing into it. I don't know what it is. I mean, but my God, he was on fire like the first part of the year. Like most of the guys were like Ranger. Oh my God, he was like unstoppable. And then it just seems like one little dings here and there. And I know people are really ragging on these guys about, oh my God, will they make millions? So you got a sore elbow or a sore wrist. Look, these guys are top athletes. I work out like 6 days a week, and I know, and I can't compare myself to an athlete, but when your body is not in sync, when it's off, it affects a lot of things. But I really think with their backs against the wall, I think we're going to see a different game tonight. And I haven't lost hope yet. It's never over.
So, Violet, I agree with the thing you said at the end. I think they're going to come out and fight tonight. And I think they could definitely win this game and get it back here to Game 5. As far as the Bohm thing goes, you brought up injury. I mean, he hurt his hand in September. That might be contributing to this, that he doesn't feel himself. And so he's down. And you could it's his more than his performance, Violet, his body language. It drives me crazy. He just feels defeated out there. And I can't have that in a game of this magnitude.
I gotcha. I mean, I guess I see that. But, you know, I think on the flip side of that, maybe it's just such frustration. I mean, if you're an emotional type of person, I'm super emotional. And unfortunately, I'm one of those people that just wears my emotions on my sleeves. And sometimes that's a good thing. And in this case, it's a bad thing. You know, I mean, it is what it is. But either way, I mean, you know, he got you there. He got you through some tough times. I don't know on that call.
It's a tough one because he usually plays
it. Bottom line, it's just like in the Rocky movie. Just win. I don't care how it looks.
See, now we've spun it back around to the Rocky thing. Violet, good phone call. We appreciate it. Just win. That's all. It's like the end of Rocky too. Adrian tells him, Hugh, just win. That's all you got to do tonight.
That's all you got to do. You got to figure it out, man. It's not rocket science. It feels like it is, though.
It's become harder than it had to be.
Yeah, it feels like rocket science, though, a little bit.
Now we're back. Just win the game tonight, all right? The most frustrating part of the Bohm thing is tonight's a night he should be in there, matchup-wise.
I hate Kyle.
Why?
It was just the timing of the song. It was just like...
You didn't see that coming?
I didn't see it coming.
Oh, I knew it was coming. Let's go to Steve in Trenton. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. Hey, Kyle. Thanks for having me on today.
Of course, Steve. What's up today? What are you feeling?
I wish I could be feeling better, but, you know, I'm a push the optimism. I'm going to New York for the game today.
All right.
I'm excited for this team. They got too much talent to not have one guy get it done. Just one guy's got to get it done. Like you were saying, Trey Turner, I think he's been killing the team the most. He's too talented to not set up Bryce Harper to get those runs in. I think they're going to get it done. If we just got to see one or the other, either the Ranger that we want to see or the Bats got to get going. And let me ask you this. It's just unbelievable how cold the Bats get when Bryce Harper can't hit. Do you think, I mean, what comes first, chicken or the egg? Is it mental or is it the approach? Are they in their heads and that's why the approach is bad? Or can they just not figure out the approach and that's why they're in their heads? Baseball is a weird game. I can't get it. Why can't these guys get heated up? You know they're talented enough, and I'm excited. Let's go, Phils. I hope they get the win tonight.
You got it, Steve. Appreciate it. Hugh, I think who they are gets enhanced in the playoffs. Like the other, I think we always forget the other team is trying their hardest too, right? Mm-hmm. So like the Mets and the same thing with the Diamondbacks last year and the Astros the year before that, they know the Phillies' weakness, so they're going to they're really attacking. Like they're really going to throw the ball off the plate and make the Phillies miss. I just think it's a combination of the Phillies have a weakness and in the playoffs the other team focuses on it more than the regular season.
I can't help but to go back to the moment where who was the guy walked? Was it Schwarber?
So in the sixth inning last night?
Yes.
Schwarber walked and Turner walked.
And those guys were working the bats. They were working at bats. And it was almost a moment where you talked about where the guys kept saying all week how, you know, we just got to get guys in scoring position, get runners on base and everything.
Pass the baton.
That's it. Pass the baton. There you go, Joe. And it just feels like the Pandarin chief went up to the plate and was like, ooh.
It's my moment.
Joe, ooh, I'm going to kill him with this one.
Joe, like when you wore your Reverend outfit.
Yeah. Ooh, like, you know, when I put my lavender on and I come in the office and I'm like, ooh, I'm about to kill him with this one. Ooh, I smell so good. Ooh, I'm going to get a couple phone numbers behind this. Bryce went up to the plate and he felt like this was his moment. I'm about to kill it. And when he swung that first swing, Joe, he swung so hard, the bat wrapped around and hit him on the other side of his cheek. It was like he was going for broke. And then he came back and did it two more times, like right away.
And those second two pitches were so far outside. I mean, they weren't,
it was like,
weren't close.
It was you, and you're a professional hitter. Like, that's your job. That's what you do. And in that moment, in three swings, you thought that they were going to give you a meatball. You just knew, oh, here's the meatball right here. Regardless, I'm about to knock this one out the park.
It was the ultimate let him off the hook moment. You know, I thought about, you thought about.
And Manai was looking like he was getting tired.
Remember the old Denny Green rant when his Arizona team blew a lead to the Bears? And he said,
we let him off the hook.
We let him off. That's what I thought. They let Manai off the hook. That Denny Green rant's an amazing one. 215-592-9494. Does anyone have any optimism left for this series? I don't think this is over yet. I am willing to go down with the ship. I believe the Phillies are going to win this game tonight. Against my better judgment. Alec Bohm, should he play tonight? We'll get to all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. There's no way I'm writing Bohm in the lineup tonight if I am Rob Thompson. Your phone call's coming up. A lot to do on the show today. We'll get to the pitching plan as we try to figure out how they're going to get 27 outs in a game started by Ranger Suarez. Elliot, later in the show, your calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. All right, listen, myself and a lot of us out there, thinning hair, it happens as we get older. I went to see an expert, the doctor I trust the most, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He opened my eyes to the cutting-edge Artis IX robotic hair transplant, a procedure a lot of people should consider. Are you newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Dr. Rafi, he can help. Call Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com.